couldn't beat one more minute without you, girl. Would you accompany me to the edge of the sea? Let me know if you're really a dream. I love you so, so would you go with me? Clouds together. Could you not look down forever? If you were lighter than a feather. Oh, and if I set you free, would you go with me? If I gave you my hand, would you take it and make me the happiest man in the world? If I told you my heart couldn't beat one more minute without you, girl, would you accompany me to the edge of the sea? Help me tie up the ends of a dream. I gotta know, would you go with me? I love you so.
And listen online at work.
Makes you enjoy work a little more.
Log on.
98Q Country.
Now since you turned the tables on me, I've been steady learning lonely. Keeping this turntable spinning. Everything from Jones to Jennings. Slowly planning my survival. In a 3-foot stack of vinyl. Since you had to walk out of here, I've been having a record year. I bet you thought before you left, I'd just sit in silence by myself. Turn this house into jail. Dying slow and living hell. But love's got a funny way of keeping score. And you're leaving lit up my scoreboard. Usually make it through Saturday sober. All bets are off when I flip her over. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. I'm having a record year. Quarter notes and Hank's halftime. A pounding on this heart of mine. Song to song, I pass my time. With these speakers on 10. Your good and gone keeps me up all night. Having a record year. You're leaving, left me going crazy. I'm counting on a needle to save me. I drop it in a groove, and we go round and round and down in a spiral. I guess I really ought to call and thank you. I rediscovered red-headed stranger. Got down with old James Brown and found new grass revival. If you find your way back, I owe you a beer for my record year. Put a note in hand. Having a record year. Yeah, I'm having a record year.
98 Q Country.
Well, I've been known to write a few songs, loving and leaving and getting too stoned. Bottle and a pistol by my side, the devil's always along for the ride. We ride down to the creek by the water. I've been baptized by the preacher's daughter. Lucky for me, no, he never caught us. So, oh, we ride to the bar by the levee, 85 jacked up square by the Chevy, blanket in the back when it gets hot and heavy. Oh, oh, we ride, pedal to the floorboard. She begging for more, sipping on apple pie. And I'll be gone by the morning light. Yeah, 'cause I've been known to write a few songs, loving and leaving and getting too stoned. Bottle and a pistol by my side, there was always a long for the ride. We ride across state lines, rubbing two nickels, just trying to make a dime. Hard to make a living while the gas so high. Palomino cross plane, drop it down a four-wheel drive on a Friday night, cracking open a cold Bud Light. Oh, we ride, pushing through the hard luck, looking for my give up, needle peg at 95, but that's all right, 'cause I'm running every red light.
WIAA High School Sports is on the air. Brought to you by Heckman Auction Sales and Service, Shawabigan Home Furnishings, Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, LPK Dental, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Phillips Lumber and Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Medford Motors, and by Bader's Sports Center. Now, let's head out for all the exciting play-by-play of WIAA High School Sports.
And welcome, everybody. Jeff Haken, along here with my brother, Jeremy Haken. We're here in Phillips, Wisconsin, and we have a boys matchup here. It's a conference matchup between the Prentice Buccaneers and the Phillips Loggers. And both teams playing well here this season. The Prentice Buccaneers at 12-7, and the Phillips Loggers at 15-7. Both fighting for that second spot in the Merriwood North Conference. And it was the Phillips Loggers coming off of a recent win against Abbotsford, and Bucks had a tough game against Rib Lake where both teams played really well in that one. Rib Lake came out on top, but you know Prentice is going to be up for this matchup here right now. I'm expecting an intense game here in a hostile sort of environment, Jerry. You know what it was last time. What are you expecting here tonight out of this game?
I expect both teams to play pretty well, pretty evenly matched. I mean, everybody in the conference is pretty evenly matched. I've basically seen everybody play. I mean,
Phillips play quite a few times with JJ. Obviously,
yeah.
You've seen Prentice quite a few times as well. So, yeah, if you were, I wouldn't be willing to put any money down because it's a 50-50 deal. Whoever plays probably a little bit better, shoots a little bit better.
It's going to win.
Probably is going to win.
Yeah, so if the Loggers, I think, can contain Aiden Hawes a little bit, that'll be a big one. He's always a thorn in the Loggers' side, dealing with his size. That's always one to deal with. Evan Lord, you know he can go off at any time. The Loggers, are they going to be able to shoot the ball? They have had games where, you know, they haven't made a three-pointer. They've also had games where they've made about 10 of them. So you get hit and miss, but you're right about that, Jer. There isn't a game this year in this conference that's a gimme game. And you've seen good teams lose to the poor, lower teams, and some of the lower teams, you know, beating some of these big teams in all the way around. So anything can happen here tonight, and we're just excited to be here. Both me and my brother here from Prentice, so we know what a we've seen some harsh or hostile environments like this growing up, and you can tell it's going to be like that tonight, a packed house here in Prentice, or in Phillips, I should say, and the Prentice Buccaneers, they're going to want a little bit of revenge, I would say, this year, or in this game right here. Probably still sore from losing earlier in the season. That's what that's why they play twice a year. So we're excited. Adam Blumberg doing a fabulous job this season with the Buccaneers. You know, you can just feel the toughness from him that he brings to this game. And he's going to have his team ready here today. They're going to be doing the national anthem here in just a moment. We've got our boys down here, Jordy Ring and Grady Spacek. Good to have you boys. So in just a little bit here, they're going to go over the starting lineups and the national anthem. We'll start with the national anthem here, first of all, and get this game underway. Braden Reback didn't play in this last game. He was dealing with a broken elbow earlier on. Having him back. Here we go. He's doing some of the announcements down on the court here right now. And going to do that national anthem coming up in just a moment. Chloe Borchert does a great job. She's going to do the national anthem. There you go, national anthem done there. They're going to do the starting lineups in just a moment here. And it is a Prentice team loaded with juniors. Do they have any seniors on the team? None that play.
Adam Robb is a senior.
Adam Robb's
team,
a senior.
But doesn't usually get to play a ton. But.
Sure. And it's the Phillips Loggers heavily loaded with seniors here. And here we go. They're starting lineups for the Prentice Buccaneers. We've got Heston Heckman, Aliyah Harding, Hagen Isaacson, Evan Lord, and Aiden Hawes. Coached by Adam Blumberg and Matt Blumberg.
And Coach Andy Pilch.
And Coach Andy Pilch. How many years, Jared?
50 years of coaching this year.
Unbelievable. Here we go. J.J. Hakenin. That's my boy. That's your nephew. We're going to be cheering from him. Lane Abraham. and having Blake Edwards on the announcement firing us up. Colin Kleinschmidt, the senior. And Braden Reback, another senior. And the man in the middle, Shay Genzine.
Are they all seniors except for JJ?
All seniors except for JJ. Going to have Josh Edwards, fresh coming off the bench, the freshman. And it's going to be Aiden Hawes tipping off against Shay Denzine. And it's the Prentice Buccaneers in their black uniforms with red lettering, some red striping. They're working from left to right. And it's the Phillips Loggers in their whites with black lettering. Aiden Hawes gets the jump. Hagen Isaacson going to start it off from the top. Gets it off to Heston Heckman. And into Hawes in the high post. They're going to give Hawes a little bit of space at the post. And off to Hakenin, or to Isaacson. JJ fighting through the screen. Loggers in a man-to-man defense. And JJ denying the ball to Isaacson. They get it up to Harding. And a nice easy one into Aiden Hawes. Hawes with the first 2 points of the game. It's 2-0. Nice pass in the low post. And it's something that the Loggers are going to have to get ready here for tonight. Here's Abraham in the lane with the ball. He's going to turn around. Shot up is good for Lane Abraham. Ties it up at 2 with 17:15 to go. Here's Hagen Isaacson. Over to Heckman. Guarded by Reback.
I'm sure Prentice's strategy is a heavy dose of Aiden Hawes and Evan Lord.
It's worked, but who's going to be the X factor here?
Lately, the last few games, it's been just Evan and...
There's Lane on the ground, fighting for the ball. Denzine down there, going to get a jump off. That one's going to go to the Loggers. And we'll see if there's going to be an X factor in this game, who it's going to be. Last game was a tight matchup, back and forth the whole way.
I don't know if there really was an X factor last time. It was a lot of scoring. It was in the 40s.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be in the 40s this time.
Yeah, both teams score about 60 points a game. A little delay here in the game. 16:53 to go. It's tied up at 2. JJ, he's going to bring the ball up for the Loggers. Ly Harding going to guard him. Both teams playing a man-to-man defense here. Like seeing that. Here's Reback off the skip pass up at the top of the key. Over to Abraham on the wing. Going to get it into Kleinschmidt. They'll go. They're going to swing it. Up and going, they're going to swing it back. Here's Reback. He's open for 3. He's going to shoot it up that one. Oh, it rolled out. Hawes with the rebound. Isaacson going to bring it up. 16:24 to go. Still 2-2. Here's Lord coming off the screen.
If it was me, Jeff, they can't let Braden shoot it all really out there. I mean, yeah. if you're going to be objective and defend him, they can put the ball on the floor. Prentice knows that, and Phillips had a good look there. It's just in and out.
Yep, absolutely. Braden's
more defense that time from Prentice.
You can't let him get an open shot. You got to recognize that. Prentice working the ball here against this defense. Loggers doing a good job moving around. Prentice moving the ball well. And here's Evan Lord coming off the screen for 3. That one's good. Nothing but net. And same thing right there. You got to get a hand in his face. It's 5-2. Prentice leading.
I've been doing a better job getting some open looks here lately.
Sure.
Actually, the boys have been deferring a little bit better. Some of the role player guys have taken a step back, which they should, you know. Let your big two do their thing.
Here's Loggers with the ball. JJ's got it at the wing. Guarded by Harding. He's going to drive in, get a foul, pick up a foul on Harding. JJ's going to need to be aggressive in this game here. Going to have to be aggressive either shooting, attacking, but getting things going nonetheless. 15.5 minutes to go. It's 5-2. Prentice leading. JJ coming off the screen. They get him up at the wing. He's going to shoot the 3. That one's good. JJ knocks that one down. Nasty 3 from Jay. Ties this game up at 5. 15:14 to go. Isaacson crosses over, gets in the lane, kicks out to Heckman. That 3-pointer no good. Rebound backside from Hardy. He puts it up. Blocked. JJ's going to bring it up. 15 minutes to go. Here's Lane. And Colin going to drive baseline. That one's short. Nice defense from Isaacson. Isaacson going to push. Here's Lord. Little pump fake. He's going to pull up from 8 feet. That one's short. Rebound Kleinschmidt. Going the other way. Here's JJ. Coach says push it. 14:40 to go. It's tied up at 5. Here's Denzine. Over to Abraham at the top. He's going to shoot the three. That one's long. Rebound, Hawes.
I think if you're Prentice, you'll settle for that.
You will settle for that.
I mean, I like I said, I've seen Phillips play 10 times probably this year. But, I mean, not just because he's my nephew. The one guy you don't want to let beat you is JJ.
Yeah.
I mean, to me,
yep.
Make the other guys beat you.
Yeah.
I mean, Lane can hold his business, too. There's
Lane
no doubt about
Lane
that.
Lane can hold his business. You want him shooting about a three-pointer a game. And Prentice comes away with the rebound off the miss. Evan Lord can't put it back. Rebound by Abraham, but you want Lane going to the basket and having the ball by the basket.
I would agree.
And find him cutting. And, you know, bad pass there by Kleinschmidt. Not sure who he's passing to. Here's Abraham up tight on Lord. 13:50 to go. 5-5. Lane's going to pressure him. Here's Heckman with the ball now for Prentice. Prentice working around the perimeter. Kleinschmidt goes for a steal. It's not there. Heckman for three. That one's short. JJ can't come away with the rebound. Here's Harding. Left hand is good for Harding. 7-5. Prentice leading. 13.5 to go. Rebound with the ball. Over to Kleinschmidt. Get past to Danzine and over to JJ. JJ, he's going to go baseline. He's going to pull. Oh, he's fouled. There we go. We got the call. Going to be the second foul on Harding. JJ going to go to the line.
Coach Blumberg's got to sub a little bit more if you're going to guard JJ that tight.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got enough guys on the bench. Just rotate a few guys in there.
Yeah, and he's got
Elias already tired.
He's got Maddie coming in right now.
I don't think Maddie will guard JJ, though.
But JJ's a guy that he's got to keep the pressure on the Prentice defense and keep attacking. First free throw is good. And it's 7-6 with 13:12 to go here in this first half. Second free throw coming. That was good as well. Ties it up at 7. Maddie Haakkinen in the ballgame for the Buccaneers. I'm going to bring it up. Got a Haakkinen on both teams here again this year. Oh, Isaacson walked with it. Got away with it. Hawes down by the basket. Misses. Rebound. And it's going to go to the bucket or the loggers. Hawes got a good look at it. Just a little bit strong.
Got to take one more step to the basket if you can. That's what happened against
Make it
Blake.
A power move.
Yeah, that's what happened against Rip Blake a little bit. Big Jed Henderson kind of.
Did you get to
push him around, but.
Yeah.
He Aiden didn't assert himself like he needs to.
Here's a flare pass to JJ. Aiden Hawes caught it. Nice. Here's Reback for three. That one's no good. Rebound by the Buccaneers. Isaacs is going to bring it up. Finds Evan back to Isaacson up at the top. Prentice working from left to right here. Here's Lord looking to get it to Hawes in the low block. They do find Aiden by the, I'm sorry, Elia by the basket.
That was a nice find.
Yeah, Elia's got two buckets. He didn't have any points in the first game they played. That's the start of an X factor we've been talking about here. 12:19 to go. It's Buccaneers leading by two. Here's JJ over to Reback. Braden, that's his job to shoot. You're going to need him to do that.
Yeah,
Lane.
Maddie's sagging off too far, too.
Yeah, skips out. Here's Danzine over to Kleinschmidt. Kleinschmidt, you're going to reverse it. And Loggers can be patient here. I want to find a good shot out of this. They've had it for a minute.
I'd give Elia a blow here.
Yep, Danzine at the elbow. Don't like that shot right there if you're going to wait for a good possession. Loggers miss on it, 9-7. Prentice leading. And Prentice with the ball. Here's Isaacson over to Maddie Haakkinen. And up to Aiden Hawes. They're going to give him some space when he gets it. Is Reback guarding Haakkinen. Haakkinen finds a nice pass to the cutting Isaacson.
Tell you, Matt, he had a couple of real nice ones against Rib Lake, just like that little, you know, just a little in a lane, a little dip pass there.
Yep. 11-7. Where to Abraham? Lane on the right wing. Holding it a long time here. Here's Danzine. All right, Kleinschmidt left wing. Get pass to Danzine. Danzine in the lane. He's going to pull up. That one falls for Danzine. Makes it 11-9. Buccaneers leading. They got the ball. Here's Maddie Haakkinen. Hands it off to Isaacson up at the top. They get it into Hawes up at the elbow. And here's Maddie Haakkinen. A couple nice passes. What'd you get the foul on? On JJ? Oh, my. Well, on 22. Okay, they called it on Shea. So foul on the ground. And here's Josh Edwards checking in. Colin Kleinschmidt coming out for the Loggers. All right. Evan Lord looking to get the ball in. They throw this one over the top. Harding goes and gets it way on the other side. And hands off Maddie Hakenen going to start up this offense for the Buccaneers. 10.5 minutes to go. It's 11-9. Buccaneers leading. There's going to be a foul on Reback. And that is second team foul. Both teams have two team fouls. It's going to be side out of bounds for the Buccaneers.
Not too bad for halfway down at the half.
No. Here we go. Here's Reback tight on Hakenen. Set up to Isaacson. And over to Aiden Haas finding Evan Lord flashing through. Who touched out of bounds? Oh, I thought it was going to go out. Buccaneers end up saving it. Here's Evan Lord.
Good Lord, that's the second one in a row there, Lane.
So they call a foul here on Lane, poking at the ball. Lane's first. Going to play up that tight. You can't be so handsy like the Loggers are doing here right now.
He doesn't need to get in foul trouble. That's the bottom line.
Yeah,
right?
You're right.
He needs to stay on the court. Just like Aiden needs to stay on the court.
Yep.
Prentice and Evan.
10 minutes to go.
Got to live to fight another day. That's kind of always
how it gets. Isaacson. He switched off. Lane pokes that one away. It's going to stay with the Bucks. 10 minutes to go. It's 11-9. Buccaneers leading, and they have the ball here, side out of bounds. Elijah Harding, he's going to take it out for the Bucks. Gets it into Isaacson, and over to Haas. And there's Harding going to the basket again.
Elijah, three buckets. Nice little cut to the lane there.
And the Buccaneers got to do a little bit of a better job. And here's a miss by.
Got to grab the ball.
Couple Loggers here missing. JJ comes away with the rebound. And Logger's going to start it back up. Reback had missed. I think Abraham had missed, too. Here's Abraham with the ball. 9.5 minutes to go. Loggers down by 4. Here's Abraham to the basket. Missing on that one a little bit hard. Aiden Haas. Stole. Oh, that's going to be a foul. And intentional on Aiden Haas.
That's a poor call.
No, he did, Jerry. You can watch that again. He shoved him two times.
Lane followed him first.
Yeah, it don't matter. He followed him, but Aiden Haas retaliated with two deliberate ones.
You never call that.
That was an intentional. He got called for it, and he deserved that one.
They're hearing about it, too.
Yeah, they Aiden Haas should hear about it. That's kind of a classic play. And Lane Abraham, he's going to shoot the free throws. But that's what happens when you get handsy after the call, after the rebound. Here's Abraham, free throw is good. And Ryder Jones going to check into the game. I'm sorry, Ledger Jones. Aiden Haas going to take a break. First foul on Aiden Haas.
13-10, Phil or Prentice, right?
Yep. Second free throw is no good for Abraham. It's 13-10, 9:20 to go. It's going to be Loggers' ball out of bounds. So just one personal foul on Aiden Haas on that. It wasn't a personal and a technical. It's just an intentional. Here's Abraham. He's going to pull up that one a little bit long. Don't like that shot right there. Here's Isaacson. Gets it into Ledger Jones down by the basket. Isaacson going to pop the three. That one's good. 16-10. Buccaneers leading. 9 minutes to go.
Good substitution by Coach Bulmer getting Haas out of there to cool down a little bit.
Here's JJ.
Doesn't need to pick up another one.
Yep. And there you go. Here's Edwards left side over to Denzine in the corner. Run this, Nate. Buccaneers moving the ball around the perimeter. You're going to have Nate does do this here. Here's Reback in the corner for three. That one no good. Loggers struggling to get shots. JJ needs to get some more shots going here. 16-10, 8:26 to go. Isaacson with the ball. And here's Lord now. Back out to Harding. Harding to Isaacson up at the top. Loggers in there man-to-man. Hakenin over to Jones. There we go. Two relatives of ours over there, Jer.
Yep.
Hakenin, Jones. Here's Evan Lords backing down to the basket. And nice defense by Lane Abraham, but a great shot by Evan Lord. And a timeout and an eight-point lead for the Prentice Buccaneers with 7:53 to go in this first half. It's 18-10. We're going to send it back to 98.3 for a 30-second timeout.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. For 2025, Medford Motors is all about convenient ways to get your vehicle serviced. Our tried and true pickup and delivery system has expanded up to 15 miles from the store, and our mobile service has expanded up to 120 miles away from the dealership. We also offer 24/7 online scheduling. With virtually zero downtime, getting your vehicle service is just as easy as ordering food for delivery. Call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652 or schedule online today.
Hakenin along with Jeff Hakenin here, the brothers. We're doing this game here in Phillips. It's the Loggers down right now, 18-10 to the Prentice Buccaneers with 7:52 to go. It is Prentice ball or a Loggers ball. Here's Edwards in the corner, guarded by Isaacson, and a turnover and going the other way. Behind the back pass by Ledger Jones, and Harding slashes to the basket.
Can't guard him.
The Loggers don't want to play defense. They're going to lose by 20 points. It's 20-10. Here's Reback. 7:20 to go. Lane's going to back him down and turn around. Blocked from behind, but the guy across the court calls a foul on Isaacson. Lane to the line.
It's like a young Norris Erickson from back in the day, that official, doesn't he?
Does.
The old administrator and apprentice.
It's been a long time since
probably your kindergarten. He was my next door neighbor, so I remember him quite well. Good neighbor too.
Here's Lane, first free throw up and good. 7:14 to go. Here's Danzine coming in for Reback.
Pause back in two for Evan. That's good. That's a good breather.
Yep.
Give Evan a breather, especially with the lead.
And Lane Abraham, he's going to shoot his next free throw.
20-11 Prentice. 7:14 to go.
Here's Lane. Second free throw. That one's short. Rebound by Ledger Jones. And Isaacson going up the other direction. 7:10 to go. It's the Buccaneers up by 9. Starting with the ball. And get into Hawes up at the elbow. Hands off to Ledger Jones. And throws it out of bounds. Isaacson was cutting back door. That was working so well here.
Hawes needs to be more aggressive. You just take it. Take it up for X.
Yep.
You only got one foul.
Yep, you bet.
He was hesitant against Rib Lake, and that cost us in the end.
Yep.
So got to figure that out.
6:52 to go.
Well, 1-3-1 by Prentice.
They're going to change
it up a little bit.
Here's Abraham.
Not sure I would. Everything's working pretty good. But
yep.
I guess we'll see what happens.
Edwards drives into the lane, finds Abraham by the basket, up and no good. He misses. Danzine cleans it up. And it's 13-20. 6:30 to go here in this first half. Here's Isaacson over to Harding. Find Hawes. And over the top, Isaacson gets it back to Hawes. Stripped away by Colin Kleinschmidt. And it's going to be a jump ball. And Braden Reback going to check back in for Josh Edwards. All right, 6:16 to go here. It's 20-13. Buccaneers leading. They got the ball under their own basket. And they get it in to Hardy, and he gives it back to Evan. Evan's going to shoot the three. It's short. And coming away is Kleinschmidt with the rebound. Here's Danzine ahead of the pack. No good. Rebound. Abraham, no good. They got to make a bucket down there. Lane's missed like five bunnies here. Start this game out. Six minutes to go.
They got to make a bucket, and Prentice has to rebound.
Yeah. And Rivak gets it in to Kleinschmidt. Lane's going to drive the lane. Come on. Prentice going the other way. Here's Isaacson. Over to Harding. Get it into Hawes by the basket. No good. Followed by Kleinschmidt. Hawes going to go to the line.
Lane, pass the ball.
5:39 to go. 20-13. Hawes, first free throw, good.
Sounds like there's an echo in here, Jeff.
Yes.
Hopefully the radio doesn't hear that.
There's an echo going on in our headphones. We get that once in a while. Nate's smiling. He knows what that's all about.
Does it go away? It doesn't. Well, as long as the radio people don't hear
that. First free throw is good for Hawes. His second one is good as well. And it is 13-22. 5:36 to go. Here's Rivak. Back to JJ. JJ's going to drive baseline, kick it back. Get pass over to Danzine. And rotate it back and forth. Back to JJ. JJ going to go baseline. He's going to pull up. Thought he was fouled on that one. Maybe he got ball. 5:13 to go. 22-13. Buccaneers on top. Hawes, hand off to Isaacson.
Got to get into Hawes.
They're trying to. Danzine working hard around him. Hawes got a size advantage in this game for sure. And now they get it into him in the low block. A little bit of help back to Isaacson. Isaacson can't get it. Go Lane, a big rebound. JJ going to push left side. JJ back to Abraham. Back to JJ. Here's Kleinschmidt.
JJ probably shouldn't give it up so easily right away.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, what happens?
Here's Abraham right side and going the other way, an illegal screen, I guess.
The easiest way to defend JJ is don't let him have
It's the classic Phillips offense, just swing it around until we turn it over. So, Kleinschmidt with a second foul.
A mute button? We got one of the
4:28 to go here. 22-13. Kevin Lord bringing the ball up against Abraham. And they're going to give him with a bump foul. A touch foul.
You know, objectively, there's no reason Lane should be doing that.
No.
He doesn't need to pick up fouls. Like, he's
not playing smart.
His offense is worth more than getting a foul.
Yeah.
It just isn't worth it. He's hyped up. He's in the game. But
yep.
got to be smart.
4:22 to go here. Hardy Heckman into the ball game now. They find Evan Lord slashing to the basket. We're going to get a foul on someone on Evan?
I think so.
They're going to call that one on Evan.
Yep.
As it was a loose ball on the ground. It's going to be Phillips basketball. 4:16 to go. JJ going to bring it up here. Here's Edwards over to Abraham left side. Find Braden at the top. And over to JJ. Is Rivak. JJ needs to come off of some screens. The swing offense doesn't create shots. All right, Lager's working it around. They find Lane in the low block. Backs down, gets nice position. Finds Edwards, a nice quick pass over to Danzine. Edwards with a dime to Danzine, and it's 22-15, 3:38 to go. Abraham at the top. They're going to try to get him his third foul.
He might get it.
He might. 3.5 to go here. Here's Hawes going to the basket. Finds Harding.
Harding.
Dealing it. I think that's 8 points for him.
Oh, I think he has 8 on the finisher. That must be 10.
So
he might be leading all scorers.
24-15. Here's JJ over to Rivak. Danzine. Here's Rivak at the top. Lager's going to call a timeout, looking stagnant out there, down by 9. It is, with 3 minutes to go, the Loggers are going to call a timeout here. A 30-second timeout. We're going to stay right here. We're going to go over our high school sports sponsors. Jerry, you can read them off for us.
Give me glasses. Give me glasses, Nate. I'm an old man. Got to have the glasses. All right. What do we got here? Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing. I heard of them before.
Yeah.
Schwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Bader Sports Center, Wolf Farms, Heckman Auction.
Heckman Auction.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. There we go.
All right. And our post game and halftime
Bank
show is going to be brought to you by Forward Bank. 3 minutes to go here in this first half. It's been all Prentice so far. 24-15. Loggers stagnant with it.
All Prentice and Aiden Haas. I don't know if he scored a bucket.
Yeah. So got a couple free throws.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, so really, Loggers have been getting beat backdoor. Prentice has been doing a good job with that.
Probably overplaying the big two a little bit.
I think they're underplaying Aiden Haas if you watch them. Get it into Edwards. Edwards starts this offense. Here's Reback. Over to JJ. They're going to swing it. JJ coming through. Quick three by Edwards. No good. Rebound.
Probably not the shot you're looking for.
Well,
right there,
it's the Loggers offense. It never comes back to JJ. And they missed again here. 2.5 to go. 9-point lead.
For Johnny Parker?
Yeah, Johnny Parker getting into the game. Lane coming out.
That's probably a good substitution. He's going to pick up his third foul. You need him in the second half.
Here's Edwards with the steal ahead of the crowd. And no call. And it's going to be Logger ball.
I tell you what, Jeff, I'd be pulling somebody out right there. You can't have a careless pass a half court like that.
Yeah.
Like, this is a big game, and we're just tossing a ball like it's playground basketball out there.
We've got
to get it figured out. Come on, fellas, get it figured out.
I totally agree with you. Logger's ball out of bounds under their own basket. Here's JJ.
JJ should put the ball on the floor a little bit.
They want to swing the ball, Jared. That's all we do. Swing the ball. Swing it. Here's Edwards swinging it again. Here's JJ at the top. JJ shoot the three. He's not going to. He's going to drive it in. A little penetration. Finds Johnny Parker for three. Oh, it rimmed out for Parker.
It was a gutsy shot.
It was a gutsy shot from the sophomore. 2 minutes to go here. 24-15. Prentice with the ball into Haas. Here's Hardy Heckman coming around the screen all the way to the basket. Hardy Heckman, he scores on Parker. Minute 53 to go. It's 26-15. Minute 44, Loggers only with 15 points. Here's JJ. Gets it in to Denzine. Denzine by the basket scores. And it's 26-17, minute 34 to go.
AJ kind of made that happen, though, because we got the mismatch and he got it to the right guy. That's what a good point guard does.
Absolutely.
Contribute it.
Absolutely.
That was a nice finish by Denzine.
He keeps it going no matter what. Here's Aiden Haas from the elbow. A moving screen from Evan Lord. Got away with that.
But only 70 for a 12-foot jumper for Haas. Let's get the ball inside.
Here's Reback by the basket. Pump fake back to Edwards. Edwards, he can't miss it or make it. And Denzine with the foul going the other way. And that's going to put them in the bonus. Minute 05 to go.
Considering the way the game was called, that was a little chippy.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I let them play on that one. You didn't hardly bump them.
No. They've been doing a fairly good job of not too many fouls. 7-5 here right now.
How many eyeballs we got? 90-something?
93.
How many?
93.
Pretty good.
Here's Haas. Free throw's good. 29-17. Abraham and Kleinschmidt coming in.
What's your all-time record for eyeballs? Any idea?
I think we had to watch it over 200 in the girls when Zeta era.
Oh, I bet.
Minute 05 to go here. It is a 12-point lead for the Buccaneers. Aiden Haas. That one's no good. Abraham. And there's a foul on the play they didn't call. That's all right. I want to let them play. I like no whistles.
Yeah, as long as it's consistent, that's all you can ask for. And it's been pretty good.
It has. They called a chippy one on Shea. They didn't on this side. Here's JJ at the top, 50 seconds to go.
I just let him sit out there.
I know. That's what the Loggers are going to do. Down by 12, they're going to sit up at the top.
Let the defense catch their breath a little bit.
All right, guys, 30 seconds to go. No shot clock here. AJ from the top, 25 seconds to go.
I'd be okay with a high school shot clock, too.
Yeah.
Eventually it'll come.
I played with it in the AAU system. It's tough when the bench isn't letting you know.
People probably get used to it after a little while.
Here's JJ from the top to the basket. He goes and one. 9 seconds to go. JJ gets to the basket. Bucket's good. Free throw coming in. She's going to put Edwards and Parker in so Johnny or so
Lane, don't
Lane
foul,
and probably. Colin don't get a foul.
So they got two each?
Yes. No, Lane's staying in. Danzine's coming out.
Okay.
All right, JJ going for the and one.
See if Prentice can box out here.
Free throw from JJ. That one's long. Evan Lord comes away with it. He's going down the court. 5 seconds to go. Here's Lord coming around the screen. Nice shot from Lord. Oh, he missed it, but that was a beautiful move.
Good look.
A good look. It's a 10-point lead for the Buccaneers. And we're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 5-minute timeout.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N. jeffhakenandroofing.com or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shanna Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together, and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1243.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too.
and they even have kitchen and laundry appliances too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
As you head out on the frozen lakes here in the Northwoods to fish for your catch of the day, remember that you'll always score big when you grab all of your ice fishing supplies from Bader Sports Center right on Highway 13 in Phillips, offering the best in live bait, tip-ups, jigs, ice augers, and all the winter clothing to keep you warm. Bader Sports Center is a proud local area sports broadcast sponsor. Bader Sports Center, located on Lake Avenue right next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 in Phillips.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. Now that it has gotten cold, your battery has to work much harder to start your vehicle. If it's not performing at its best, it may not be enough to get you where you need to go. Luckily, Medford Motors Mobile Service is able to come right to you and see if your battery can give you top-notch performance free of charge. If it's not up to par, we can replace it right on the spot. Call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652 to get your vehicle cranking.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Hakenin here, along with my brother, Jeremy Hakenin. We're in Phillips, Wisconsin, and it is the Prentice Buccaneers 29, the Phillips Loggers with 19, a 10-point lead here. And about 5 minutes to go here in halftime. This is the Forward Bank halftime show. And Prentice Buccaneers, Jared, we talked about an X factor start out this game. Who was it?
Hey, you said that, actually. You said looking for one, and I didn't necessarily expect to have one. We hadn't had one the last few games, but definitely Eli Hardy in that first half. I think he's got 10 points.
Yeah, I think he's got about 10 points. He's doing a nice job.
Almost, well, a third of the points, him, and I'm not sure what else the other scoring mostly, but
yeah,
Aiden has maybe two or four.
Yeah, Evan's got a few. It's been going around. Isaacson's got a three-pointer made.
Right.
But that all adds up there. But
Huff might have 5 free throws or so.
Yeah.
5, 6 free throws.
Yeah.
Maybe one bucket.
He's got quiet points, we call them. Aiden Hawes does. Nonetheless, all those quiet points are giving the Buccaneers a 10-point lead in this at halftime here, this conference game. The Loggers generally a second-half team, but they're going to have to get going quick here. And they're going to have to run some plays for J.J. He's feeling it here. He's making his shots here today. And got to find a way for him to really jack some shots up.
The other thing Prentice is doing too is, you know, not giving Braden Revac very many good looks
no.
on the outside. That one game I saw him make 5 threes. He can shoot
yeah.
it.
He can shoot it.
You just can't let him shoot it. You know, you got to push him off the 3-point line. Prentice is doing that.
You bet. You bet. If Braden starts getting hot from three, it's tough to stay with the Loggers.
But last time you guys didn't even have Braden, and
no.
he still won.
You bet. You bet. It's gonna be a game here, no matter what. I don't see any team walking away with this one right here. It's gonna be a lot of fun here. For the Loggers, it's been J.J. leading the way. Probably got about, 8 points right around there, something like that, maybe 7. Yeah. But he probably had 5, and then he hit that other 2, so he's got 7. Lane's got a few buckets there. Shea's been cleaning up around the boards nicely. Want to see Colin get involved in this game. Haven't seen much from him yet getting involved. And Josh Edwards as well. He's got a nice pass in there. He's got to hit a couple buckets for us. Going to need some shots to fall here. Loggers walking back out on the court. So are the Buccaneers. And we're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 2-minute timeout. We'll be back to bring you this second half.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah! Yeah.
Get the best seat in the house at Shalimon Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Shalimon Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin.
As you
and welcome back, everybody. Jeff Hakenin, along with Jeremy Hakenin, my brother, bringing
you the Northwoods bacon,
loggers
chops, sausage,
basketball game here, taking on the Prentice Buccaneers, and just about to start this second half. It's 29 to 19, a 10-point lead for the Prentice Bucks, and they've been the better team in this first half. We're going to see what happens here in the second.
They don't crown the winner at halftime, though.
No, absolutely not. Both teams have plenty of capability and the scorers to get back into this here. Want to see the Loggers probably going to be moving the ball a little bit better, a little bit faster, a little bit more precise. Here's JJ from the top, and we're going to get a foul down low. I don't know who that one was on.
Three, yeah, must have been Heston.
Okay, on Heston Heckman, something with sliding through the lane. Caught Colin. They'll follow on Prentice. First team foul. Loggers ball out of bounds under their own basket. And here's Reback. Gets it into JJ in the corner. JJ, he's going to go baseline. Kicks it back out. Here's Abraham. Here's JJ. He's going to shoot the deep three. It's good. 29-22, JJ shoots a deep one. 17 and a half to go. Buccaneers with the ball. Aiden Hawes, his dribble handoff to Lord, to Isaacson. Isaacson at the top.
Prentice has to get the ball in Aiden. They're too content to sit up on the elbow, and then when he does get it, they don't get it into him.
The low block, yeah. I noticed that, too. That's where he's most effective, and you could really do a lot of work against the Loggers with him down by the basket. Here's Harding in the corner. Tries going baseline. Back to Isaacson. The Heckman at the top. Here's Lord, guarded by Reback. Abraham switches onto him. And back to Isaacson. 16:43 to go. 7-point lead for the Buccaneers. 29-22. Here's Lord coming off of a screen. Nothing there. Lord, looking to start up this offense again. Taking a minute off the clock here. Here's Hawes from the free throw line. Hands off to Isaacson. And Loggers got to pressure up a little bit, maybe get a steal. And Colin Kleinschmidt kicks it. Going to be a kick ball.
Prentice is going to look content to offense, a little too pass happy. I mean, it's good to work the ball a little bit, but
it is.
Get it into Hawes,
yep.
And let's make some hay. That's how it works.
You're exactly
pretty
right
simple.
About that. It kind of looks like what the Loggers were running in that first half, where they're just passing too much. And going to get a timeout there from Adam Blumberg for the Buccaneers. Let's see what it's going to be here. Just a 30-second timeout. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app. for a 30-second timeout.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
We're back here. Jeremy Haken, Jeff Haken,
you'll
two
see
brothers here. We're from Prentice. I'm from Phillips now. He's from Prentice yet.
Watch
and
terrible.
It's a 16-15 to go in this ball game, and it's a 7-point lead for the Buccaneers, 29-22. They got the ball at the top. Here's Evan Lord coming off of a screen. Gets down in the block. Kicks out to Isaacson for three. Isaacson, that one rolls out. Hawes there for the rebound.
Got him on the spot. That's the other way you can score, too.
You bet. And that's how Denzine's been doing it all year. Denzine does a good job blocking out. Hawes got good position on that one.